Hello, I'm Richard. Do you like winter time?
I do.
You can wrap up warm and play outside in the snow. Well, tonight's bedtime story is all about Winnie the Witch and her cat Wilbur. But they're both very fed up with winter. So Winnie decides to do something about it. Winnie the Witch looked out of her window and shivered. Oh. Her garden was covered in snow. Her pond was covered in ice. Icicles hung from the rooftops. I'm tired of winter, said Winnie. Wilbur came in through the cat flap. His feet were wet and his whiskers were frozen. Wilbur was tired of winter too. Suddenly, Winnie had an idea. She stopped what she was doing, took down her big book of spells and read it carefully. Then she put on her woolly coat, her fluffy hat, her snow boots, her gloves and her scarf. She picked up her wand and she went outside. Wilbur already had a fur coat on, so he went outside too. He thought something exciting might happen and he wanted to watch. Winnie shut her eyes. She stood on tiptoes, counted to 10, waved her wand 5 times and shouted, Abracadabra! And something magical happened. Above Winnie's house, the sun shone brightly, the sky was deep blue, all the snow had disappeared. It was no longer winter at Winnie's house, it was sunny summer. Well, Winnie took off her woolly coat, her fluffy hat, her snow boots, her gloves and her scarf. She got her deck chair. She went out into the garden to sit in the sun. This is lovely, said Winnie. Summer is much nicer. Wilbur lay down in the sun and purred. This is lovely, he thought. Summer is much nicer than winter. All over the garden, little animals were waking up. They'd been having their winter sleep and they were very cross. They came out into the garden, yawning sleepily.
Yeah, it's too early for summer, they grumbled. Yeah, we want to go back to sleep.
The flowers had been asleep under the snow. They woke up and began to grow. Up came the leaves, and then the flowers, but the sun was too hot for them. Their heads began to droop. All the lovely flowers were dying. Winnie was worried. The animals and the flowers didn't like her lovely summer. Then she heard a very strange noise. Winnie turned around and there behind her was a great crowd of people. They were running along the road towards her house. They crowded into her garden. They took off their coats, their hats, their boots, their gloves and their scarves. Then they sat in the sunshine. They walked on Winnie's flowers, they put orange peel on Winnie's grass, and they paddled in Winnie's pond. Well, soon there was no room for Winnie and Wilbur in the garden. They went inside and looked out of the window. The noise was horrible, and the mess was horrible. Winnie's lovely summer was horrible. Then Winnie heard another strange noise. A tinkling noise. Somebody was selling ice creams in her garden. Winnie was furious. She grabbed her wand. She rushed outside. She stamped her foot, shut her eyes, counted to 10, waved her wand 5 times and shouted, Abracadabra! The sun disappeared. The blue sky disappeared. And the snow began to fall. Well, the people put on their coats, their hats, their boots, their gloves and their scarves and they rushed home. The animals went back to bed to finish their winter sleep and the flowers went back under the ground to wait for spring. Winnie and Wilbur went back inside. Winnie made a cup of hot chocolate and a toasted muffin. Wilbur had a saucer of warm milk. Winnie snuggled into bed. Wilbur curled up at the foot of the bed and purred. This is warm and cosy, said Winnie. Winter is lovely too. And that story was called Winnie in Winter. I think it's time for you to snuggle up in bed too. Night-night. Sleep tight.